Hi everybody, Michelle from Moose Sounds here. Still at the Star of the North retreat house. Very full day. It's 11:30 here, Edmonton time, PM that is. So I was starting to get ready for bed. We had a very full day, like I said. Started off with some music and play time with some scarves and some other percussion instruments and stuff like that. It was really quite fun. Then we went for our first workshop, and which for me was printmaking, and it reminded us of back at last year of how we could use our stuff, like our printing, to tell our life story. And so what we did is we covered a little bit about different printing techniques and how we were going to draw into styrofoam plates, kind of thin ones, and then use ink to go on top of them. And she did the printing, or the laying on of the ink. Then placed it down, and we had a sheet underneath and a sheet on top, and we rubbed that in. And when we pulled it up, we had our image, and I chose kind of a watery effect at the bottom right, to symbolize the water of innocence, and then the kind of humpy bumpy stuff above that to represent, the roller coaster of junior high, and then I chose some really spiky stuff for the chaos of adulthood, leading to the top left. The cross, and there's nothing around the cross. Absolutely nothing. Except for maybe some stuff that didn't quite make it, whatever. For whatever reason, it turned out really well. And I put some dots in where it looks, according to one person, it looks like little fish. And so I put that as, the coming to the Lord for the first time, being called to Him around the junior high days. So anyway, that's what I did in the morning. We had lunch, beautiful food here, like I said before. I won't go into it like I did yesterday. Then in the afternoon, we did mandalas, which essentially is a picture done in a circle. It could be geometric shapes. It could be an actual picture, it could be swirls, you name it. So I did little dots and kind of stuff, and I wanted to go a little further into that, but I was quite tired, and I thought, oh, I better take a nap, otherwise I won't make it through the play. So that's what I did, and then we had supper, and then we went to the play, and the play was beautifully done. Very well done, Essentially, like the movie, except condensed, of course, it have to, and they put in a few other interesting songs, and but it was good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. When the lady that normally facilitates the program, she was Sister Hildegard in the play, and so that's how we got to go. She donated the tickets for us. So it was a beautiful day. I'm going to wind down. I might do a little bit of drawing. I don't know yet, but I'll probably listen to a little bit of music as well, quietly, mind you, because the walls are quite thin. I'm on the end, and At least people are so far respecting that there's somebody by the stairs. There's a couple people with heavy foot, but that's okay. So yeah, like I said, it's been a beautiful day. I pray that the last of tomorrow will be just as good. Excuse me. We'll be heading home at about 1. I thought it was a bit later for some reason. But that's okay. I'll still be reflecting on this. So what did I learn from today? Well, first of all, remember how I said about picking out a word from the pouch? It was truthfulness. And, you know, so I've been learning how to be truthful of really what my emotions are, you know. If I give a sigh or whatever, you know, I could say, oh, it's just frustration. Well, I could be exasperated at somebody. You know, having the true emotion is just, learning how to be really truthful and how I feel and how I react with people is the best way that my prayer is for myself today. So I'm going to try again tomorrow, and I hope that habit actually continues on for both the day, and maybe that'll even, Lord willing, go into my journal writing. So, excuse me, wherever you are in the world, may your journeys be safe. Excuse me. Take care, and God bless. Bye for now.